AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Now that President Trump signed a coronavirus economic stimulus bill, the Senate's top Democrat called on the president to follow up on a demand. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president spent days complaining the bill gives most Americans only $600 in direct payments instead of $2,000, a total his fellow Republicans have already rejected.
People need the money.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrat-led House will vote today on boosting the checks, and the president must then convince Republicans to follow.
Don't just talk about it, act. These Senate Republicans have followed you through thick and thin. Get them now to act.
But they're likely to ignore the push for bigger checks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Southwest Airlines is lifting the threat of furloughs or pay cuts now that airlines will get up to $15 billion in that coronavirus relief bill. A neighbor says the man authorities believe was responsible for setting off a Christmas Day bomb in downtown Nashville told him days before the explosion, Nashville and the world is never going to forget him. Anthony Quinn Warner died. Neighbor Rick Lauda says he talked to Warner last week. David Rausch with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says they've received a lot of tips.
The calls that came in from the public were absolutely key to the identification, at least with a name, of a direction for the investigation to take.
The California Supreme Court ruled inmates who have been convicted of nonviolent sex crimes may be eligible for early parole consideration. It's part of a ballot measure that nearly two-thirds of voters approved in California 4 years ago. More than 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled. The blades fell off while spinning. There are two reports of people getting hit, four reports of property damage. This is AP News. British hospitals are canceling non-urgent procedures and are looking for bed space for coronavirus patients.
British authorities are blaming a new variant of the coronavirus for soaring infection rates in London and southeast England. They say the new version is more easily transmitted than the original, but stress there is no evidence it makes people sicker. In response, authorities have put a large part of England that's home to 24 million people under restrictions that require non-essential shops to close, bar indoor socializing, and allow restaurants and pubs only to operate for takeout. Even so, hospital admissions for COVID-19 in southeast England are approaching or exceeding the levels seen at the first peak of the outbreak. Zara Shackley, London.
South Africa is reimposing a ban on the sale of alcohol and ordering the closure of all bars as part of new restrictions to help the country battle the resurgence of the coronavirus. The new variant of the virus has been reported in South Africa. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.